Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite movie soundtracks.
And you may recall that we talked about our top five favorite movie soundtracks last week. Last week we talked about movie soundtracks with original music written for the films. And this week we are talking about movie soundtracks that include original music by other artists that was included in the film. So various artists compiling a soundtrack for the movie.
Yes, I'm excited about this one. I really liked our last soundtrack list, so I think it's cool that we kind of split this one into two separate lists.
I think we may need to address right now that on our last list, we both left Willy Wonka soundtrack off of our soundtrack lists.
We were kicking ourselves. I cannot believe neither of us mentioned Willy Wonka.
We feel like fools.
Yes.
But moving on. We are fools.
Can't trust the past.
So soundtracks with music that was not written exclusively for the film. I think when we originally decided to do a soundtrack list, we realized that we were both approaching it a little differently.
Yeah.
And so we thought this could make two separate lists because it's kind of different approaches to a movie soundtrack altogether. So would you like to go first?
Sure. My number five is Dumb and Dumber.
Okay. I like that.
Thank you.
I remember Dad having that on CD.
Yes. I think that's a big part of why it made my list. It was a movie I watched a lot when I was younger, and we did have the soundtrack for. There's certain songs on it, New Age Girl and the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead.
Yep.
Which just feel like Dumb and Dumber songs to me. Like,
okay.
Like, it just, like, if I hear them, of course, immediately, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
And it's just, I believe in 1994 is when it came out. It's the most 90s soundtrack.
It's very 90s.
And I love that. Like, I love music from the 90s, movies from the 90s. I'm from the 90s. So it's just, like, a fun, solid soundtrack for me that I could just, like, pop the CD in and listen to the whole thing through and thoroughly enjoy every song. So that's really the main reason I put it on there. But that's I also do just think it's good placement of songs and all that, too.
But I don't remember the song, but I do remember, if I recall, that there is a Butthole Surfers song on on the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack.
How serious you just said that.
I believe it was the Butthole Surfers.
Indubitably. Yeah, I think you're right. I can't remember either, but that does sound familiar. But that's my number five.
My number five is Garden State.
I figured this must be on your list. I left it off.
Really? So here's the thing about the Garden State soundtrack. I really like it.
It is very good.
I recently watched Garden State the movie again. It's been a while since I'd seen it. I used to, for pretentious punk rock reasons, hate this soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Because I thought that it exposed all of these people who I didn't think really were into that type of music to that type of music.
Okay.
So I remember kids who didn't care at all about that type of music being like, oh, the Garden State soundtrack's so cool. And retrospectively, it was totally fine that they felt that way, and I'm glad that they were exposed to good music. But I really like the songs.
It's
really,
really
well
soundtrack.
Put together. It feels really organic, I think. And I read something about Zach Braff saying he basically, like, picked all the songs himself, mm-hmm. and picked them basically to feel like a mixtape that he would have listened to when he was writing the movie.
Yeah.
I feel like that just feels kind of really genuine, and I really like the songs. It's just an easy soundtrack to listen to.
It is.
I also like how they're incorporated. I like the part where she plays the shins for him, mm-hmm. when they're in the lobby of the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And she puts the headphones on. I think she says something like, this will change your life or something. So, and of course there's the cover of the Postal Service song Such Great Heights, mm-hmm. done by Iron and Wine,
right,
which is one of the standout songs for the soundtrack, I feel like. And that song is so beautifully done, mm-hmm. so perfect. The original song itself is incredible, and then that cover of it is really, really great.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So reluctantly, Garden State.
I like it. Okay, my number four is American Graffiti.
Okay.
It's the movie was set in 1962. It actually came out in 1973. Mm-hmm. But the 60s is my favorite genre of music ever. Hmm. So a whole soundtrack of songs from the 60s is pretty much perfect for me.
Yeah.
You know, like At the Hop and Love Potion Number 9 and all those like super classic 60s songs. And you're kind of following these teens through one night, basically. And it's just a really cool movie, but the soundtrack is so perfect for it. Huh. Again, this is one that like our dad was into and yeah. brought to me and was, oh, you have to watch this movie. And the music stood out to me big time with it. So it was an easy one to put on my list because I thought of it right away. Like, oh, if I had to just like watch a movie and mostly just be listening to it, what would I want that to be? And this one stood out right away to me. So. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I did not think of that one at all.
I don't see you as a 60s music kind of guy. If I
Well, not that 60s music. Right. Maybe, so much. To me, that almost not feels like, well, that stuff to me, and it could be because I don't know eras as well, I guess, but that type of stuff feels almost 50s-ish to me.
Yeah.
And that movie, for some reason, feels 50s-ish, even though I guess it's not, but
yeah.
for some reason that kind of stuff, anything kind of diner drive-in-y sounding right. stuff
feels kind of
50s. Feels like that to me. Right. Yeah. Whereas well, like
early 60s based in the early 60s. So.
Yeah. Whereas like when I think of 60s music that I like I'm thinking of the Beatles.
Right. Of course.
Which I think is a lot different of people thing.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is a good call though.
Yes.
I did and not a think about
movie,
that one.
So.
It is a good movie. I really also like there's kind of the thread throughout the movie, which is the radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I like how that ties the music into in a way that feels organic. Like you feel like the whole city was listening to the
exactly,
same songs,
yeah.
which is
which
kind
I
of
think
a
is
neat
their intention
idea.
Through the whole thing.
Yeah,
but.
That's really well done.
Yeah. Your number four?
My number four is High Fidelity. The High Fidelity soundtrack, because it's a movie that's all about music, or maybe not about music, it's about the people, but mm-hmm. you know, it centers around a record store owner and everything is put into the terms of his album collection and
yeah.
you know, the music that he listens to defines different eras of his life and so the songs all kind of set the tone and the mood for different portions of the movie, depending on kind of what person he is during that particular flashback or
right.
whatever. And then also the songs that you hear in the record store all kind of have you know, specific context. I like the part where they're listening to Belle and Sebastian and Jack Black comes in and hates it.
Yeah. I love Jack Black so much.
I like the part when he decides that he's going to put on the Beta Band and sell copies of that album just because the store is full and he knows that if he puts on the right song that it'll cause people to want to know what that album is and buy it.
I think it's really cool when movies tie their music into the story so well.
Yeah.
And that's a really good example.
Yeah,
of that.
I think so. So I really like that movie. Also, this movie, I feel like, aligns with us because they're so much focused on top five lists throughout the movie.
Yeah.
It's his top five breakups is kind of the overarching, you know, thing. Right. But they talk about their top five, you know, different musical categories and things like that. So that's kind of fun, too.
Yes. It's a little shout out to us.
That's my number four.
That's good. My number three is Wedding Singer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
I like that.
It is a good
one. I didn't think about that.
1998. And it's just so good. It's like another one where I could just put this soundtrack on in my car and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
There are a couple songs that are obviously just from that movie specifically, but also the other songs in it, Video Killed the Radio Star is one that yeah. sticks out to me. He pulls up in his car in one scene and is listening to I Want Money, which like I've always thought is like the coolest song ever, and I've always kind of associated with that. And I'm also a huge Adam Sandler fan,
yeah.
so that kind of ties into all of it as well.
Also, I think The Wedding Singer is a really underrated
movie. It's so underrated. It's like one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. It's so good, but it's one you don't always think of.
Yeah, I think it doesn't get nearly as much credit as some of his other movies do.
But again, this is one where the music plays such a huge part in the storyline of the movie.
Well, yeah, and like because it's a period film, I think. Right. And that's maybe true like with American Graffiti. I think that, you know, hits true with, you know, something else on my list as well. As period films, a lot of times the music's an important way that they can kind of set the tone and the setting for the movie is with the music.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I just think with all of these movies on my list, music is just so important to the movie. To just make it a well-rounded film, it has to have a good soundtrack. I mean, if you take away the songs from a movie, it's just not gonna have the same effect.
Yeah.
So but Wedding Singer is just kind of a fun one. I kind of noticed that with my list. That's a little bit of a theme with mine, but but yeah, it's just solid. I really like it. So
that's a good one.
Thank you.
My number three,
yes,
is Juno.
This barely didn't make my list. I love the Juno soundtrack.
And I felt that I was maybe stretching a little here with Juno because there are quite a few songs that were, I believe, kind of handpicked for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I read that, and I'd heard before, that the director had asked Ellen Page what she thought Juno would listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And she had said that she thought she would listen to Moldy Peaches, I guess.
Oh.
And so Camilla Dawson from the Moldy Peaches did quite a few songs for the movie. So a lot of, there are quite a few of her songs and Moldy Peaches songs on the soundtrack. But then there are all these other great songs too.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny because her actual character in the movie is supposed to be into like punk music.
Right.
And that's her whole thing is like early punk. But then all of the soundtrack is kind of these like very quirky folk songs sort of.
That's true.
But then
really
kind of interspersed
connection.
With like there's some, you know, classic songs mixed into and they sort of, you know, make the Jason Bateman character like the kind of 90s hip guy or whatever or something. So, but I think the soundtrack was really good. I remember really liking it. I owned this soundtrack on CD.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the movie in the theater twice and really, really liking it. It felt like that movie was pretty mainstream, but was kind of like maybe one of the early indie feeling mainstream movies.
Yeah.
So at the time that it hit, which that movie came out in 2007, so it was just after I was out of high school.
Yeah.
And it felt like it hit me at the right time. I remember learning to play Anyone Else But You, the song that they do at the end together.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I just really like this. I still could pop in this soundtrack and listen to it. I feel like this is a song where the intro song and the kind of opening credits is really strong too, which is always kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it's that sort of like semi-animated, you know, following her walking through town sort of part.
Right. I do remember you putting this soundtrack on my iPod for me. And like, I think probably sophomore year, I listened to this soundtrack almost on loop. Like, I would just listen to it over and over and over again and thought it was so cool. So
it's really good.
It is good.
And some of it is so, like, the songs are just, I don't know, they feel nothing like anything else that you ever really listen to or hear.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking specifically of that one song, the I Am a Vampire.
That's exactly what I was going to say, the like, I Am a Vampire song.
Which
like,
is
when
so
would you
fun.
Ever listen to that? But then when you are listening to it, you're like, ooh, like,
yeah,
I like this.
Like, it doesn't catch you off guard even.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, there's something that feels so like fun about it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that was my number three.
My number two is Back to the Future. One. The first one.
One.
One. Not two, not three. One. go on.
Oh, go ahead. It's your number two.
It came out in 1985. And Power of Love and Earth Angel are the two that I like stood out to me.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the scene where he plays Johnny B. Goode dance. Like,
yeah, totally.
There's just, it's so cool because you've got all the 80s music from where he is, you know, the present. But then you go back to the 50s and you've got all that music too.
That's interesting too because we're talking about the period movie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in that movie, they're setting the scene for
there's
two
multiple.
Different periods.
Yeah, which makes it so cool. And they did such a good job with it.
And
it doesn't feel wonky. Like, it doesn't feel like,
like disjointed.
What is going on here? They all tie in so well together. And again, it's one of those ones where you hear those songs and you can immediately place it in that scene of the movie.
Yeah.
So, and Back to the Future is just amazing.
That's a good one. I did not think about that. It's funny, for some reason, a lot of older movies, and that's not even that old of a movie, but a lot of older movies just didn't pop to my mind when I was thinking about soundtracks. Which
is most of mine, I feel like.
Yeah, that's funny, huh?
But yeah, I just love that soundtrack so much. I actually have the soundtrack on cassette tape.
Oh, golden.
So excited about it. However, you have to get through like the first 10 songs, which is just like scoring.
Oh, really?
Which is like space sounds and stuff of traveling through time. Which is also pretty fun when you're driving around, let's be honest. But
when you're driving to work and you're trying to act like you're traveling through time.
Yes. Gotta hit 88, you know? But yeah, my number two. Your number two.
My number two. My number two is The Royal Tenenbaums. And spoilers for future lists, The Royal Tenenbaums is my favorite movie.
Yes.
The Royal Tenenbaums soundtrack is so good. It's just, it's assembled so well. They pull songs from all different eras, but they work really flawlessly together. Mm-hmm. There are some really iconic scenes that the song just fits with so well. And there's the scene where Royal and the grandsons, Uzi and Ari, are running around town, and it's Me and Julio by Paul Simon, which just works so great. There's the, I'll call it the shaving scene with Richie, with Needle in the Hay by Elliott Smith, which is such an iconic scene, and that song is just like haunting and works perfectly in that scene. It's just, it's so well done, and it's a, you know, there's a lot of songs in that soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The way they plug them into the different parts of the movie, it's just, it's so perfect.
I'm surprised this isn't your number one. And now I'm excited to hear what your number one is going to be, because I would have thought this would have been it.
Yeah.
That is such a good soundtrack.
Yeah, I think Royal Tenenbaums is just an excellently assembled soundtrack.
I think soundtrack, like movie soundtracks are so important. It would feel like so much pressure to come up with like the perfect song for certain scenes in the movie.
Yeah, and I think that some directors are very particular about it. And, you know, so like we were talking about Garden State, and Zach Braff picked all the songs basically himself. And, you know, I think there are probably certain directors who they might have something in mind, but they're not necessarily picking every song, or they're not, you know, scrutinizing every song. But I think it just is such an important part of the film that it can't be overlooked.
Right. I think how you know you've got such a solid soundtrack is it could be that those songs were meant for the movie.
Yeah. That's interesting to think about. Yeah. Just the way they
some
like,
fit so well.
Yeah. Movie.
Yeah. That's a good one though. My number one is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I've never seen this movie.
Oh my gosh. You need to see the movie. You need to listen to the soundtrack. Well, I don't want to spoil the movie for you because it means a lot to me that you watch it at some point. But basically, his mom gives him a mixtape.
Okay.
And then he ends up in space. So the music is not what you would expect from a superhero space movie at all. It's got like Hooked on a Feeling and Ooh Child and Ain't No Mountain High Enough, like songs like that.
Yeah.
But they tie in so perfectly, and it's scenes that, you know, they're breaking out of a prison or something.
Yeah.
But there's this song playing that you just wouldn't really expect to be in that scene. But then when you hear it with it, it feels really cool and natural. It's just so fun to listen to. Like,
that's really interesting.
This is one where I will sit at work and just listen to this soundtrack over and over. Like, it's like a playlist I would make for myself.
Huh.
Let me just praise it some more. It's my number one, and I love it. I think the main thing I notice with my soundtracks is it's all very fun music. I like fun, upbeat, happy music.
Yeah.
This one is the epitome of that for me. So, I think the fact that all of the music seems like it shouldn't fit but does so well is what's really cool about it. And the fact that it's music that I would just listen to normally is what makes it my number one. So you really need to watch it and listen to it.
Apparently I do.
But that's my list. Go on to your number one.
My number one is Dazed and Confused.
This, again, was one that I really considered. That's such a good one.
It's so good. Dazed and Confused is also one of my favorite movies. It's so, so good.
Yeah.
And I picked this one for the number one because I think there's something interesting with this, which is it's another period movie, like mm-hmm. we were talking about. And so they do an incredible job of setting the tone for the movie with the songs.
Yeah.
From the, you know, beginning when you're seeing people rolling into the parking lot of the high school and it's Sweet Emotion playing, and it's so good. And one thing that I think is a credit to how well the soundtrack is assembled for the movie is that there are a lot of songs on this soundtrack that if they were not on this soundtrack, I would probably not listen to or like.
Right.
Outside of the context of the movie, which is not a knock on those songs. It's just not really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear songs that are included in this soundtrack outside of viewing the movie, it immediately makes me think of that part of the movie.
Right.
Which is so, like, powerful that those songs can immediately, like, take you into that world. And so I think that that's just, like, a pretty incredible thing. The soundtrack is put together so well. You know, some of it even, like, it would feel obvious that it's the last day of school and they use School's Out.
Right.
And yet it feels so perfect. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel obvious. It feels like
that was... Yeah, it doesn't feel cheesy.
Like you said, a song that could feel like it was written for the movie. Like, that, in the context of that scene, feels like that was meant to be in that scene of that movie.
Yeah, for sure. That's such a good one.
The movie came out in 93, but the film is set in 76.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think they just do an amazing job of transporting you to that time with the music.
Yeah, that's one, again, that makes me think of Dad.
Oh, totally. And I love, you know, that kind of, to me, it starts with music, kind of that opening scene, but it ends with music. You have kind of the end of the movie where you have Mitch putting on his headphones and kind of falling asleep to music on his bed.
Right.
And you have, you know, the other guys are going to buy concert tickets. And, you know, the music is such an important thing. And I think when you're in high school, especially kind of late in high school and around that age, music is like everything.
Right.
It's so important. So.
Yeah, that's so true. That's such a good one. I'm glad you had that on your list because I wanted to talk about it, but I left it off of mine. Solid list.
Thanks. You too. Thanks. I like how different our lists
are. Me too. They're really different. Yeah. I loved that. We have to watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, I guess I'll give it a try.
That'd mean a lot.
So that was our top five favorite soundtracks with non-original music.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you would like to find more episodes of Brother Sister Lister, you can find them at brothersisterlister.com. You can also find links to purchase the soundtracks that we talked about today. You can find us on social media.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Brother Sister Lister and also at BSL Podcast on Twitter. And you can use the hashtag Brother Sister Lister if you have any recommendations for us or ideas for new list topics that you'd like to hear us talk about. We would really love your help.
Or if you want to share with us your top five for lists, we would love to hear what you guys think. That's just a, you know, a really interesting thing to hear what different people's ideas about these lists are. So please share with us, hashtag Brother Sister Lister. We'd love to know your top five.
Definitely. And also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts so you can hear our episodes every week. We'd love you guys to join us and give us any reviews on Apple Podcasts as well. We'd really appreciate that.
And until next week. Call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye.
Soundtrack to Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Soundtrack to Singles. Soundtrack to Gross Point Blank. Why do you have so many soundtracks?
Oh, well, I kind of look at it like it's your favorite directors making a mixtape just for you.
Ew.